It's our executive lounge session, and today we speak to a businesswoman stroke entrepreneur who's made it in the world of PR and communications. She founded a communications company at the mere age of 26 and has amassed a wealth of experience. Under her watch and leadership, her organization has garnered industry awards for excellence. She's passionate about skilling the up-and-coming generation of communication professionals and is looking to mentor three professionals herself this year. I'm joined on the line by Jackie McEwen-Powell. She's the founding partner of Eclipse Communications. Thanks very much, Jackie, for joining us. Good to have you on the show. So tell us a bit about your background and where you grew up.
Oh, Nampu, hi. It's so lovely to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I grew up in Cape Town, born and bred. I've literally lived here my entire life. I won't tell you how many years because that would be giving things away. But I'm a very, very proud Cape Townian.
Super. So you're this formidable PR communications guru, so we understand. Did you do your studies directly related to this field?
I did, as it happened. When I grew up, I always wanted to be in the area of languages. I loved language. I grew up with a real fascination for English. I loved reading books. And my ultimate dream was to actually be an English professor.
Oh, wow.
Or a teacher in English. Yeah. And I applied to UCT to do my Bachelor of Arts with a major in English. And sadly, I wasn't accepted, which in retrospect was probably a blessing.
Yes.
And as a backup, I had applied to the CPUT, which was then Cape Technikon, again, giving my age away slightly, to study public relations, because that also has such a really strong grounding in the area of languages. And I was very blessed to be accepted to that course. And yeah, I did my degree in public relations and literally have worked in that space my entire career.
So where did you start your career? And it clearly wasn't that long in your professional career before your entrepreneurial spirit decided to set a company up at a mere age of 26.
Absolutely. So I was, again, really blessed. So one of the things that the CPUT has is an internship program. So the third year of your studies, you need to complete an internship, which is a great way of giving students an exposure to the industry.
Yes.
So in my third year, I took up a position which at the time felt absolutely terrifying, but was the best thing that could have happened to me, was actually running a PR agency for someone who had launched an agency from their home while she had a full-time position. And my internship was setting up the business for her. So that gave me a real sense of understanding of what it would be like to open an agency. And I always knew I wanted to open my own business. In fact, I took out a endowment policy once when I was 21. Mm. And I was asked, it was a 3-year endowment. And I was asked, what would I want to do in 3 years with the money that paid out?
Yeah.
And I said, I'd like to open my own business.
Wow.
So it was always my dream. And as you say, I did start my own business at the age of 26.
Excellent. So what are some of the exciting projects that Eclipse Communications has been involved with? And what's your mantra to your clients in terms of what you hope to achieve with them?
Nampu, we are incredibly blessed. 22 years on, our business has just grown from strength to strength. I was reflecting a bit on this before our call earlier,
yes.
And I was thinking, when I started the business in the early, early years, I had a couple of clients kind of to my name, and they were Cape Union Mart, GBK, which is a construction company, and the Master Builders Association. And, you know, all three of those clients are still clients of ours today, which is really amazing. They have stood by our business through thick and thin. They're the most incredible clients.
Mm.
And then added to that, we work with the most phenomenal people. Netflix is one of our clients, so we do such beautiful projects for them, particularly with the new African originals that are coming to the slate. So there's always something exciting going on with that. We represent Pfizer, so we've done a lot of work lately with the rollout of the vaccine, which has been terribly exciting. And lots of other beautiful clients, McCain, Bic, Country Road, Woolworths and the likes. So, yeah, we've been incredibly blessed to do some amazing work over the years.
Hmm, quite a name dropper you are. So, so I understand that one of your big passions is empowering young professionals, especially because I think it's true in many professions that people are just left to get on with it and not shown the way because of shortages of staff, general work pressures and so on, which means that these young professionals may not be able to reach their full potential. Just tell us about the initiatives that you pursue and why you're so passionate about it.
Nampu, absolutely. I think that it is so crucial to the growth and the future sustainability of our industry. And we're incredibly proud of the work that we do in the space. You asked earlier what our mantra was, and our guiding principle as a business is guiding your growth. So we like to guide the growth of our clients. We like to obviously guide the growth of our business. Mm. But really a fundamental part of that is guiding the growth of the people who work for us.
Yes.
And ultimately guiding the growth of the industry. And we really believe that it's important to nurture young talent because they are the future of the industry. And it is so, so difficult, particularly at the moment with the advent of COVID. Everybody's completely overstretched and focusing on things that they need to do to make sure that their businesses survive, that it's really easy for things like mentorship programs or internships to fall by the wayside. Mm. But we've worked really hard to make sure that we sustain those things. So we have a very strong internship program across the business in our offices in Cape Town and in Johannesburg. And we're just launched, have just launched an office in Mauritius, and we're rolling out our internship program there. And we also have a mentorship program where I've selected three young black women across South Africa who Excellent. I am going to be mentoring for the next 6 months, which Wow. we're really excited about. And we also this year sponsored the best up and coming PR professional category at this year's Prisms and also the Prism Young Voices Initiative, because we really can't emphasize enough how important it is to make sure that we are nurturing this fresh talent, particularly in our industry, because it relies so heavily on fresh thinking.
Yes.
Clients always want that next big thing. And they always want us to keep up to date with trends and really know what's happening in the digital space. And that is impossible for us to do without making sure that that young energy and young insights are being brought up through the business and into the industry.
Yeah.
So it's our responsibility.
It's so wonderful to speak to somebody who's made it in their given field and who's helping others to make it as well. But just give us a sense of some of the challenges that you faced as an entrepreneur and what stopped you from ever giving up.
So I think that there are a lot of things that stand in the way of entrepreneurs. And I've mentioned COVID briefly, and that's not something to be underestimated. Mm. I heard a frightening statistic this morning that 48% of small, micro, medium, micro enterprises have actually fallen by the wayside this year as a result of COVID. And SMMEs are really the backbone of our economy.
Yeah.
So to hear a stat like that is very frightening.
Indeed.
And I think that the reason that COVID has just amplified, or the reason that's been such an issue, is it's taken what has basically been issues all along for entrepreneurs and for small businesses and just put a real microscope on those issues. And one of them would be funding. I think particularly depending on the industry that you're in, it's difficult to approach institutions, the likes of banks, for loans. You need a track record to prove your sustainability, which as an entrepreneur, you very, very seldom have. So
yeah.
I think that's possibly a big stumbling block, firstly, to starting out, and then secondly, for growth. Because if you do want to grow your business and expand into other offices, you need a good, solid support system behind you financially, I think, as a start.
Yes.
I think another big challenge has been the changing landscape, particularly for us, of PR. If you weren't keeping up to date with new developments, for instance, 3 years ago, we rebranded as a full service communication industry and we diversified our offering to include digital. And I think that was probably one of our saving graces, because if you're still handling PR the way that you always were, you would become a dinosaur in the industry. So I think evolving your business and diversifying is important. And I think diversifying generally is really important. I know that there were areas of our business which suffered terribly. You know, we've got lots of our clients are in the alcohol space. We've got the Edward Snell Group. We do ultra music festivals every year. Entertainment space is really big for us. And a lot of those industries really, really suffered through lockdowns, etc. And we were very, very lucky as a business to have diversified our offering and have a diverse client base, which able to sustain us when other areas of the business suffered.
Very good tip indeed. Lastly, what are your views on leadership, and ideally, how should it be executed?
You know, Nampu, leadership is a tricky one, because I think that there are fundamental differences to being a leader in a business versus being a manager in a business.
Mm.
And not all leaders make good managers and vice versa. So I, for one, am probably, I'm one of the first people to put my hand up and say that I am a terrible man manager. I don't enjoy managing people, and I don't think that I'm particularly good at it. But I do enjoy the leadership role that I play in the business. And I think for me, leadership is about having a vision.
Yes.
It's being able to not only see the detail in a business, but being able to see the bigger picture and the future, and then driving and guiding a business to grow towards achieving that future. So it's the leadership applies to both the business and the people, because I like to think that I'm able to see that the potential that exists within a person, and to guide them in their career to achieve that potential without micromanaging how they get there in the end.
That was Jackie McEwen Powell. She's the founding partner of Eclipse Communications. And that's a wrap of our special Youth Day edition. We do wish you a pleasant evening, and of course we will have a show for you tomorrow.